Hugh smiled and rested a hand on my shoulder.
"Once we start working on Measure," he told me, "I'll introduce you to some people you might like to meet. There are directors I know, actors with connections who might be very valuable to you in your quest to become the best dresser on Broadway."
"Dresser? No way," I shook my head at him. Then I stopped, because I realized I was getting ahead of myself, that I was about to share with Hugh a silly long-term ambition that I really hadn't shared with anyone but Danny before.
"What?" Hugh pressed. "What's the goal, then? Tell me."
I hesitated. "Well," I admitted finally, "I think I'd like to stage manage, really, or maybe I'll even direct someday. I know that I'd probably need to go back to school to pick up some more classwork if I was interested in switching to direction, but, well, I've got this great new job now, so I might be able to save up."
Hugh's eyebrows rose.
"I know it's kind of a big leap from makeup and costumes," I said quickly, embarrassed, "but I just thought..."
"I think you'd be smashing at it," he interrupted. "You've an excellent eye for detail. You're sharp, and you have a steady hand, not to mention that I think you understand the nature of the theater on a level that few people do. In my opinion, that is a brilliant foundation for a career in stage management or perhaps even direction."
I beamed at him. "You really think so? I don't know. I've always kind of felt like I'd be shooting for the stars," I sighed. Hugh's voice dropped a bit until he was speaking in a gentle, low tone that I hadn't heard from him before.
"You have such a splendid, thrilled look in those clever eyes of yours," he murmured. "It's rather dazzling." "Quite frankly, Rachel, if I thought it might get you to look at me like that again, I'd bring you the moon."
I sucked in a sharp breath. Okay, I definitely wasn't overreacting or imagining things. That had very clearly been a come-on. Hugh was hitting on me. My heart thumped hard in my chest. I blinked, and then Hugh and I shared a slightly mortified look.
I'm terribly sorry," he mumbled, shaking his head. "I certainly didn't mean... No, I should never have presumed. Forgive me. It's just, you look so lovely when you light up like that. I forgot myself.
You don't have to apologize," I told him. "It's okay." And it was really okay. I wasn't upset. I wasn't angry. Actually, I was sort of excited. I couldn't remember the last time a man had flirted with me, not catcalled me or harassed me, but really flirted with me. Maybe I needed that too, just a little bit, just for right now. It felt nice, warm, and welcome to be wanted.